Tomorrow marks 1 year since the Carpenters and Teamsters unions lost their access to jobs at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Pennsylvania labor officials plan to review that decision this fall, but convention officials say bringing back the old days would mean saying goodbye to new business. Details from WHYY's Bill Hangley.
Every day, you can see the same sights outside the Reading Terminal Market. There's tourists waiting for buses, street musicians playing for tips, and members of the Carpenters Union like Tom McGinnis holding protest signs and singing the Convention Center blues.
Oh, I liked working in the center. You go in, you never know when you're getting out. A lot of guys make a lot of money here, and now they don't make anything because we're not in there.
It's been exactly 1 year since the Carpenters lost their convention center jobs after union officials missed a deadline to agree to new work rules. The Carpenters hope to get those jobs back when state labor officials review their case later this fall. But convention center officials say business has picked up dramatically since the Carpenters left and the new rules arrived, including a rule that allows customers to set up their own booths. They fear that many of those new customers will cancel their plans if the old ways return. John McNichol is the center's executive director.
In all the discussions that we've had with our customers, they've made it abundantly clear that if we go backwards, not only would they consider not coming, but in some cases they've told us they won't come back.
McNichol says he's confident that the center will prevail when labor officials hear its case against the Carpenters. Meanwhile, officials for the Carpenters Union say they're being unfairly scapegoated and they're prepared to accept the new work rules. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.